Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes?
All day. All right, tonight we've got Joe Torino.
Torino.
I think I said that right.
It was correct.
That's how he told me.
Yeah, or it was tortilla. Joe Tortellini? Tapas.
Right, he's going to share his some of his investigations and some of his stories with us.
I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is
J&T Unsolved. All right, well, this week we are with Joe Hunt's Ghost. How you doing, Joe?
Joe, what do you do?
Hey, how's it doing, guys? Ghost, apparently.
That's your YouTube name.
Tim.
And your Instagram handle.
Tim sent me your YouTube today, and I was at work. So the first one I clicked on was, I think I was in a history museum. It honestly reminded me of Night at the Museum. The way there was two people sitting on like a podium or something.
Oh, yeah. I see it right here.
And it was the one where it said, yes, I'm a female. That was actually super cool sound because you had like back to back to back answers, which was like, we ain't had that yet. That's the coolest thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we get to, I'm part of a team called War Party Paranormal, and we do a lot of ghost hunting events for the public at a lot of these historic locations. And, you know, we're there at least once a month at all these places. So it's kind of interesting that we've kind of built like a rapport with a lot of like the spirits there, and to the point of like, we'll walk in, I'll start my AVPs and like, hey, is Margaret around? And then, you know, you hear, hey, Joe, you know, coming through. So it's like, they already know who you are.
That's really cool. I mean,
yeah.
Like if you go to a location the first time, it might be kind of slow, but if you come back again, they might recognize you and things might get more interesting. But to be remembered by name is really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely wild every time. I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, and it still gets me when I hear my name being called, whether it's an EVP or through a spirit box. It's one of those things that's just like, holy shit, you know, like they knew who I am. All right, let's go. Let's keep going. Let's, you know, let's build a conversation and go from there.
What's the best place you've done so far?
Coming right out of the gate with that, ain't you?
Well, yeah, I always want to know the best place. You always have the best place, and then you want to know the worst place.
I would say the best place, God, there's so many. I would say one of my favorite places to do is History Fort Lauderdale, downtown Fort Lauderdale. They have the New River Inn. It's a historic hotel. It was there. It's the first hotel in the area. It was built right across, about 30 yards from where the railroad is. Mm-hmm. And that place is just so active. Like on that property, they have the hotel, and then across the street is the King Cromarty House, which was actually some of the first pioneers to Fort Lauderdale. It was one of their houses, and that's a house I go to every time we go into. It's just freaking wild. Last time we were there, we actually got a piano playing on got it on my Zoom recorder. And we all heard it audibly, and we're like, all right, everybody quiet. We freaked out. Never had anything like that, but that's just another place that's, you know, you go in and you don't know what to expect because it's just so hot.
Was there a piano in the building?
Yeah, there's as soon as you walk into that house, immediately to your left, there's a piano. And we were actually investigating in the kitchen area, which is another like really active location. I usually spend my time upstairs, and I was like, you know what, guys, why don't we try downstairs for a change it up a little bit. And sure as hell, we're doing our thing, and we hear that piano going off, and it was just like, what? Like everybody just freaked out, like no freaking way.
Were they at least good at the song, or was it just terrible?
It's weird because I heard it first. And I was hearing it play like multiple notes. Mm-hmm. And then it went quiet for a bit. And then we're doing an EVP session. And then as we're playing back the EVP, one of my fellow investigators, she's like, looks at me, and I was like, and I, with my hand, I gesture like the piano playing, and she's like, just nodding. And her husband's standing in front of us, and his eyes just open like freaking crazy wide. And we just stopped everything we were doing. And all, we were just hearing doo-doom, doo-doom, doo-doom. Like, it was just, we're like, get the hell out of here. We went out there, didn't hear it again. You know, again, it's right across from like the train, the train's there, is the Bright Line, which is like, it goes between West Palm Beach, Florida and Miami. So, you know, it's constantly going there. So we're like, you know, was it the railroad? Was it, you know, one of the crossings, you know, and we couldn't debunk it because we could clearly hear when, you know, when the bridge goes down, you hear like the normal railroad crossing sound. And we're like, holy crap. Like we got that. Like we heard it.
Is that on your YouTube?
That is on my YouTube. Okay. I believe it's under the Haunted King Cromarty House.
I saw that video. I didn't open that one. I think that was like a longer one of your videos.
Yeah.
Which Zoom recorder do y'all use?
I use a Zoom 4. God, I have it right in front of my face. It's a H4N Pro.
Okay. That's the same recorder that's built into our camera.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So okay. We have that Zoom. Which one's that? It's right there.
I don't know.
I think it's the Q2 something. Q2N 4K camera.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's built into it. Have you ever got, do you edit any of the audio, like if it's too noisy or anything? Like you can barely hear anything?
That's the reason why, well, one of the reasons why I got this recorder was, you know, because when I go in there, I like to pretty much just put a camera, set it and forget it. I don't like to have so much stuff with me.
Yeah.
So I brought this basically just so I could have it, set it on the table and I could capture our audio and then I'll splice it with the video.
Right.
But I've noticed now the more I've been using it, the more we've been actually been getting a lot of EVPs with it.
Okay.
And you know, different people have different theories. I believe it's, you know, you gotta, just like building a connection with a spirit, you gotta build connection with your devices, you know. And I have a couple of recorders that I use that are my go-tos. They're the Sony ST25. I have three of those recorders. Those are my all-time favorite recorders.
You have the Olympus, don't you?
I have an Olympus as well.
I think I do.
Yeah.
I bought it at Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got an Olympus, and I've got like a $20 one off Amazon.
The battery on mine lasts so long.
Yeah, mine lasts forever too. But it was, I was just looking at like people's like gear bags and stuff for paranormal investigating, and everyone had this cheap recorder off Amazon. I think it was like $20. And I was like, I'll just get that. I'll upgrade it later.
Have you ever had any audio, I guess you could call it malfunction, or just weird stuff happen with your video recorder that you couldn't explain based on the sound that it was? Because I'm pretty sure that's what Tim was about to segue into when he mentioned it, because it's really important.
So, in our video, we investigated a old church, which is now a city museum for one of the cities across the bay from us. The, like, every little footstep sounds like you're dropping a trash can as hard as you can on the floor. So I went in and just deleted some of the noise. Like, watched the whole video first. Like, turned it up as loud as I could. Didn't hear anything at all except for like what Josh was saying from the spirit box, what me and his wife were asking. And the other reason was to compress my audio and her audio, so all of us sounded like the same volume, instead of you can barely hear Josh in the spirit box, or like you can barely hear his wife because she's on the other side of the church. And so I compressed it and deleted all the noise, and as soon as I did that, there's just like, well, I really want to say it's the draft that comes through, but some of the noises, like it'll be just like, sounds like very low whispers. And then some of them are way higher whispers when we're asking questions.
Or breathing, just like
Or it's like very heavy breathing.
It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely get a lot of stuff like that. Especially like as far as like video goes, I got like a little cheap GoPro knockoff, you know, off of Amazon, and I converted it to a full spectrum camera.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's actually really easy to do if you want to have yourself a little night vision camera. So I use those, but the audio is not so great. But for some reason, I actually get a lot of EVPs on that thing. And I've had those moments that it's like, you could barely hear us, but you know, you'll hear that EVP come through clear as day, or you'll hear breathing or walking, and you could see us all on video clearly just standing there or sitting down, you know? So yeah, definitely. You probably caught some walking going on and somebody breathing up on it.
It was very eerie, because it was like dead silent other than our footsteps and like the doors opening and stuff when the curator of the museum was coming in and out. And then as soon as I deleted all the like mic noise and all that, it was just like breathing nonstop.
He did one thing where we went to a coffee shop and we put on headphones, and I don't know what you turned up. I think you said it was the gain.
So what I did was I took our podcast recorder, and without the objective, because I didn't know if it would work or anything, was we have some condenser mics, and those need power for them to operate. So this provides phantom power, which is like, I think it's like 5 watts to each mic, or 5 volts to each mic. And so turn the power on, turn the gain all the way up, so it was very sensitive. And we didn't catch anything other than like the road noise, because it's right next to a window.
We didn't get any breathing or drafty or hums, nothing compared to what we got in his video recorder. It was just weird. But we can't say it was definitely the draft or not the draft, because when I was in there, I can't say that I felt drafty, you know?
This is also a very, it was what, built in 1890?
Yeah.
When the church was built. So.
Or 1840.
Yeah, 1840. That's right. So built in 1840, still has all the original windows and everything. Mm-hmm. And over time, they have a grant now to finally go in and restore the windows. So, because half of them are like almost falling out.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they restore it trying to keep as much of that integrity for the
historical. Yeah, it is an actual historical society coming in.
Yeah,
and they're completely renovating it back to the way it's supposed to be, because I think the front windows are brand new. Mm-hmm. They were replaced in like the early 2000s. They're a lot newer than the rest of the place.
Right, right.
But they're already like bowed out because they didn't fit them correctly. Where this renovator actually specializes in very old buildings, so that they can go in and manufacture everything from scratch and come install them.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it could be a draft coming through, you know, or it could be
that's why I was asking, since you've got pretty much the same recorder that we have on the camera. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've ever had an instance where you compress the audio to make up someone speaking and get a bunch of noise back from it.
I mean, that's one of the things that I'd like to do with this recorder is live listening.
Yeah.
So I'll plug in my headphones straight to it, and I'll sit there and I'll listen, you know, through the recorder while I'm recording.
Yeah.
As I'm walking around, and you know, sometimes you do hear a couple things. It's just, you know, a matter of practicing and listening, you know, what could be just, you know, the, you know, these are a lot of, especially these old homes, like they make sounds, they creak, they, you know, so it's weird. Sometimes you'll be walking and listening and you just hear like a, and you're like, okay, I'm not near a window. There's no AC. There's, you know, what the hell was that?
I feel like I hear that in real life in general. Yeah. Like I hear somebody call my name anywhere and I'm like, who the hell was that? I wasn't even in the room.
It's funny. We were actually up in Savannah this past weekend, and the Airbnb that we stayed was like right in the dead center of like the historic district. Older building, right off of one of the squares by the city market. And, you know, I go to lay down after, you know, our night of roaming around, and we'd done a little investigating, and maybe 5 minutes after I lay my head down, I just start hearing walking through the room around my bed, around my wife, you know, her side. And, you know, I pop up and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to sleep. We got a long day tomorrow. You need to knock it off. We're trying to get some sleep. So the walking continues and it keeps going. And we have like a white noise playing, because when we go to sleep, that's, you know, we listen to this like white noise. And I'm hearing Joe constantly, Joe, Joe, through the white noise. And I'm like, all right, that's it. Like, you need to knock it off. Like, we got to go to sleep. You need to leave me and my wife alone. You know, we have a long day tomorrow. And I just hear right in front of my face here, no.
I'd have been upset.
I popped up. But thank God that my wife was still asleep. I popped up and I go, like, listen, fucker. I'm exhausted. I've been driving all day. I need to get some sleep.
Look here, fucker.
Yeah. That's what you need to start, you know? 30 years.
I paid rent tonight, bitch.
Yeah. You know, I paid for this shit. You know, come on.
That's so funny.
Oh my God.
So funny. Great. Did they stop?
It stopped maybe a couple minutes after that.
Sometimes people don't understand. Sometimes people do understand the difference between shut up and shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
you know? Absolutely. Yeah. It's that very subtle fuck that makes the world of difference.
So funny.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's crazy how we could be just conditioned to speak to them as if they're like personally right there. Which, yeah. I mean, we feel like they're there, but we don't know if they're there, you know. And then whenever it is responsive to telling things to stop, it only makes it seem even that much more real.
Well, no, it's, you know, it's that you had to realize too. It's like, you know, these were people too. And, you know, I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, we're coming into their space, you know, we're, you know, this was their home and they still think it's their home. And now we're coming in here and making noise and, hey, is there anyone here? Is there any, you know, and sometimes we'll get some EVPs. I mean, I get told, you know, to fuck off, you know, multiple times on EVPs, you know.
I want that. You know, so
even on the spirit box, we get all sorts of shit. Like, I have another video up there of, we did this old hotel down in like South Florida, like by the Keys. And we're doing a spirit box session and my buddy's like messing around. And he's like, oh, do you want to talk to Joe? And like, and it's like, no. And it was like, oh, too bad. I'm going to talk to him, to the spirit. And then my buddy asked, because I got poked in the eye early that night in that room. And my buddy's like, oh, did you poke Joe in the eye? And it says, yes. So I'm explaining to the group of people what happened. And then sure as shit, right after that, it comes out, it goes, fuck Joe.
Portal. That's so cool.
And my instant response was like, well, fuck you too. You know, like, like, come on.
I want to experience, you know, like this so bad.
I know. Me too.
I mean, the more you get into it, you trust me, it's going to happen.
I hope so.
Yeah. I hope we can get more places that we can do like that. It's hard to catch places around here because, like, a lot of people don't believe and they don't want to believe. So like they're kind of reluctant to even allow you to investigate their locations. So it's kind of tough. And then to get the good ones that everybody knows about, they're so far of a travel for us right now. That's the big thing.
And expensive.
Yes.
A lot of these places, you know, they
capitalize on the fuck out of that haunted.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. And, you know, I mean, we did this past weekend, we were at the Sorrell Weed House doing our investigation there. And, you know, the only investigators were me and my teammate and like good friend Mike. And everybody else is just, you know, they're there for the fun and the spooks and stuff. And it's like, I had to tell them at a point, I'm like, hey, remember, like, we're the only investigators here. Everyone's here for a good time. They're going to be loud and shit like that. So, you know, I was like, next time we come, we're going to come with our team and we're going to book this place for ourselves and we're going to do this thing our way.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all go through, like, what was it?
Ghost Hunts of America or something?
Yeah, Ghost Hunts USA?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
No, we just called. I mean, I've heard of them. I've never used them personally. I actually have a buddy of mine, Sean, who has gone through them. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, they do like cool packages.
Oh, they do it all.
Yeah. Yeah, like hotel, airfare, like the whole works.
Yeah. And we looked at it. We found them last week after we talked to What Goes Bump in the Night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we talked to our buddies up in Michigan, that they go through them because it is a lot cheaper than actually trying to book all of these. Like, they do like the Amityville House and like all the big name ones and like that big penitentiary in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Brushy Mountain.
Yeah. That's it. And I think it's like $150 a night.
Well, I mean, you could do like I've, you know, one thing like our team tries to do is every year we take like a team trip.
Yeah.
And we'll go somewhere. The last 2 years we've gone up to Waverly Hills.
God, that'd be such an amazing place.
I mean, that?
It's
in Kentucky.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one I found in Kentucky, wasn't it? On that website.
I don't remember.
I don't think
you looked at Waverly Hills because Waverly Hills is like one of the most famous and one of the probably best places.
But yeah, I mean, they booked it for, I think it was 10 team members and it was, I think, $1,000 for the whole night, $100 a piece.
Yeah.
Which is not bad have 10 people, but if you get a group of friends that, you know, want to take a trip and do a ghost hunting trip, you know, you can make it as affordable or not as you want to, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're looking. You have to wait till gas goes back to $2.
Wait till children are old enough.
Yeah, for real.
Doesn't that cost us $1,000 to pay $100 to go ghost hunt?
Just to go ghost hunt.
Yeah. By the time we did that, we could have paid that $500 to go to the hotels around here.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, we've done that too. I mean, we have there's a lot of like little small towns around us, historic little towns. And I mean, we've gone to some of like the older hotels in town and we'll book a night and it's like, hey, what's your haunted room? And you know, that's the room we want to do
it in New Orleans.
Oh my God. What's your haunted room? All of them.
All of them. When are you guys going to New Orleans?
You want a haunted stripper?
We live near New Orleans, so it's just up and go.
They'll be like, do you want a haunted stripper or a dead hooker?
Yes. I bet you there's
a room please. With both.
We got hookers and strippers in the same room. That's messed up. And a cop. They have a dead cop somewhere.
That's hilarious.
So is there an experience you had that got you like interested in the paranormal?
My first experience, I want to say I was maybe I was about 5 or 6 years old. Our parents, we had just moved into this house and I had the house layout is kind of weird. It was like a big square and then there was like a square in the middle. So every room connected to each other around it. And then in the center was like the bathrooms, the closets, stuff like that. So like when you walked into the house, you made a left, my room was the very first room there. And then it was my brother's rooms. So I remember I'm laying in bed one night, and in the corner of my room, I had like a Batman, Michael Keaton, like movie theater cutout, like those big cardboard cutouts. And I remember like waking up because I heard like a weird sound and popping my head up, and out of nowhere, here comes Batman flying across the room, like 6-7 feet, and lands on top of me.
Vengeance.
And so I like start screaming, and my parents, you know, they come, they run into the room, like, what happened? And I'm, you know, I'm little, I'm crying. I'm like, this, you know, fuck Batman.
Batman said, fuck Joe too.
Yeah. Essentially. So that I was like, after that, I was like, I'm not sleeping here anymore. Like, I'm not sleeping in this room. So they were like, okay, you know, my two younger brothers, they had the room next door, and they had bunk beds. So, you know, they were what, like 3 years old. So my parents told them, okay, you guys are going to share the bottom bed. And I took the top, and at the foot of the bed, the door was the door, and it led to the hallway. And if you look down the hallway, it was the dining room. So I climb up to the bed, and I'm about to get under the covers. And I look back down the hall, and there's a man sitting at the head of the dining room table. And the chair's like slightly turned to the right, and he's just staring down the hallway, looking at like me and my brothers. So I remember just I was like, nope. When I got under the covers and I put my head under the covers, to, you know, that's child logic. That's going to protect you. So that was that first night. And then it actually continued for like months after that. Every night I'd go to bed, turn around, and I would see the man sitting there at the head of the table. So one night, doing my thing, getting into bed, I turn around, there's the man, but this time he decides to stand up and he starts walking down the hall towards our room. So I was like, fuck this shit. And I jumped off the top bunk, ran into my parents' room, and I go to my mom, and I start shaking her. And I was like, mom, there's a man. And she's like, don't worry, you're fine, you're dreaming, you know, just come into bed with us, you're fine. So I hop over and I go to lay down in between her and my dad, and I go back to get under the covers, and I look back to the foot of their bed, and now there are four people standing at the foot of the bed. And I just remember going, mommy, and she's like, you're having a bad dream, just close your eyes, everything's okay. So like for years, like, you know, the next day, nothing, like this was never even mentioned. I think my dad even had put me back into bed that night. And I thought for years that this was a dream. And about, God, I'd say maybe about 10 years ago now, I'm having a conversation with my mom, and we're talking about that old house. And I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, I just have like this one vivid memory. It was like, just, it was a dream, but it was weird. And she's like, oh, well, like, you know, what happened to the dream? So I'm telling her the story. And as I'm telling her the story, she just has this like shit eating grin on her face, like coming up. And I'm like, you know what? Like, what the hell? What's so fucking funny? And she's like, that wasn't a dream. That was your two uncles on your dad's side and my aunt and uncle. They were there, and they were coming in to check in. She's like, I was like, so you saw the safe? She's like, yep, I saw them. I saw them multiple times in that house. I mean, that house, we had all sorts of weird shit going on, like, period. But it's one of those things, like, you know, growing up, like, you try to block it out because you're scared. And, you know, it wasn't until shows like, you know, like Ghost Hunters came on, and it's like, okay, cool. Like, you know, people actually do this shit. They go into people's houses and they try to find stuff and try to get answers. And that's when I was like, you know, maybe I could do this, you know, maybe I could start facing my fears. And I mean, you know, I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And I mean, there's times I still get freaking scared going into places. I mean, I'm a human being, but at least now it's like, okay, you know, I have the tools. I know that, you know, I'm in control for the most part. I can, you know, that's one thing I try to, we try to tell people when we do like our events, it's like, you know, this is something that, that you don't have to fear. Like you, you know, you have more power over it. And like I was saying, like, you know, telling it, hey, leave me the fuck alone. And it stopped, you know, you could do the same thing for, you know, if you have stuff going on in your homes.
I ended up doing that one time. I was polite about it, but it did stop for about 6 weeks and, and things started to come back, but, I didn't say, will you fucking stop? I was just like, will you please quit? Will you just please stop? And I was sincere about it. I just wanted to go to bed that night.
Yeah.
And I was telling Tim when I did that, after a while, I missed him. Felt weird.
Yeah.
I didn't think I want to miss him, but then I missed him.
It's weird. It's, you know, it's especially like, you know, the more open, like the more you do it, the more open you become to it. You notice it just stops bothering you. I mean, we got stuff going on here at home at my house all the time.
Yeah. I asked one of my buddies if he wanted to go do one with us. And he was like, I think ghost hunting's stupid as fuck. And I'm like, why? It's interesting. He's like, I've seen him my whole fucking life. It's basically like me going to the grocery store and getting groceries now. And I'm like, it's actually harder to get groceries now. That's a terrible analogy. But that's what he said. I was like, well, fuck you, bud.
That EVP is more easy to come by than me going to the store to get fucking chocolate syrup.
Or eggs.
Doesn't have a meltdown because she can't have chocolate milk before bed.
My wife only drinks cotton candy Bang energy drinks. She won't drink any other flavor. And that's the only flavor that's never in stock. So I started ordering them fucking from the website by the case, and it doesn't save you any money. It's literally the same fucking price.
It's the exact same
price after shipping. Yeah, sucks.
You're getting it for wholesale. That's what they sell it for.
Sucks.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that was it. I was gonna check out his YouTube videos tonight, actually, whenever I got home and sat down.
Yeah,
see some of his other stuff.
Yeah. And he's got a podcast coming out in July, right? Is that what you were telling me?
Yeah, I'm looking at end of July, beginning of August. It's called Greetings from Floor Weirda. It's basically just a lot of history and just the weird shit that happens throughout Florida. Because, I mean, it's fucking Florida.
We're
weird as shit.
Do you think Florida could be cursed? I mean, with all the crazies that y'all have, could Florida be cursed?
It's possible.
That's great. You know what I mean?
They are just a bunch of rednecks, though.
I mean,
it is, and that's the funny thing, though. Like you,
that's like saying is Bala Battery, Grand Bay, and Theodore cursed? No, they're just stupid rednecks.
I mean, it's just the wildest things.
Yeah, you
know, happen in Florida.
I'm just saying, if I had a pet alligator and I wanted to rob someone, I'd throw it through a drive-thru.
I mean, one of the things that I definitely want to touch on is like all the Florida man stories. I mean,
they're so fucking great.
There's a dude that robbed, I think, a fast food restaurant with like a squirrel. Like this, I swear to God, it's one of those things that I remember reading that article and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding.
The bad thing is you're going to look that up to do the story. And you're gonna find 8 different articles from 8 different people.
They had a challenge. It was about 2 years ago. It was on TikTok. It was type in Florida man and your birthday and post a video of what it is. And I did it, and I wish I didn't, because mine was the guy who went to a Target and he picked up an Olaf doll and fucked it in the store. And yeah, that was mine on my birthday. I was like, damn it, man. This is the worst one. I can't even post this online. It was so fucking bad. I think his name was the same as mine, too. Yeah.
I think I did that, too, but mine was like some weird, like, bestiality thing with an alligator.
That's still weird.
It's so fucked.
People are crazy.
People are fucked up. Yeah. And, you know, it's everywhere, but, man, there's something in the air down here that's just like
methamphetamine.
It has to be because they have so many metropolitan like areas that are so close together, because like their population is really big.
Mm-hmm.
So is Texas, but Texas is very spread out.
Yeah. I mean, we have, I think it's the fourth largest population in the country. It's
third or fourth.
Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy because it's mostly like Miami.
Yeah.
Then you have like Orlando, Tampa, and then Jacksonville. Like between those four cities makes up like most of the population. And, but it's like, you know, one of the things I definitely want to touch on is all like the little small little towns, you know, different things. I mean, we have a town that's, it's basically like a vacation town for like carnival and circus people. You know,
that
like
sounds like my type of place.
Like they do not allow like any outsiders or you know, you could drive through whatever, but you're going to be getting some dirty ass look.
I think they had that on the Travel Channel because I've heard about that place before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they look weird. Like a lot of them, you know, a lot of carnies do look weird, but
they look like they belong.
Yeah, in a carnival.
Exactly. You see, I mean. But again, you know, South Florida, I've seen plenty of bearded ladies walking around Miami Beach and, you know, dog face boys.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God, that's
great. Yeah. It's an interesting place. I tell everybody, you know, come on out. You know, it's a.
We need to find somewhere between here and Jacksonville to investigate and invite him up.
You live in Jacksonville?
No, he lives in West Palm. Oh.
So where's West Palm Beach?
East Coast down.
Did he freeze?
Yeah, he froze. He's an hour outside of Miami.
Can we?
So yeah, you're an hour outside of Miami. You don't have to say exactly where.
Yeah. Yeah, you can keep that secret.
I'm about an hour north of Miami, just outside of West Palm Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any ghosts on the beaches?
Is there any ghost on the beaches?
Yeah. There's a hotel that we've investigated on Hollywood Beach. It's just south of Fort Lauderdale.
Damn, what's going on?
I got out again.
It's a big resort. It's gotten a little bit. In the last 20 years, I cut out again.
Yeah, you're good now.
Yeah, signal's messing up.
Yeah, if you want to cut your video, you can. That might save it a little bit.
I think he froze.
Yeah, I think so.
Technical difficulties. If he left, would he be able to join back?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, he's here.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Now his audio's messed up.
Yeah, your mic's gone now.
Fucking weird.
there it goes.
There's this hotel in Hollywood Beach, and it's a Hollywood Beach resort, and that hotel is like really active. There's been a lot of murders there, especially through the 20s, I believe. You know, a lot of like prohibition stuff. So it's really interesting place. There's another location up Titusville. It's close to Orlando, but on the coast. There was a lot of smuggling going on there. Daytona is actually like where NASCAR got started, and it was the people who were doing like the moonshiners, and like basically they got together would start racing, see who had their fastest cars. And but that whole area up there is all known for like, you know, haunted locations, a lot of like, you know, sales gone bad and places being murdered, especially on the beach. So it's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I asked because a lot of times in life, it's common for homeless people to die. And when I went to Miami, we watched the sunrise, and there were so many homeless people sleeping on the beach. And you could just tell because of how their tents looked and stuff. And the amount of people sleeping on the beach was unreal. But when sun comes up, it's like they wake up and they leave and they pack up their shit and they go, you know, so they're unseen, yeah. You know, during the day, you never know they were even there.
Yeah. It's especially somewhere like down south like that, like the beaches there, like, I mean, you've obviously been there. So you see, like, it's, you know, you to walk up to the beach, you'll see like a big, like tall grass or like trees and stuff like that before the beaches. But if you look in, like if you're walking, you stop and you look in there, you're going to see a bunch of sleeping bags. You're going to see all sorts of shit because they'll stash their stuff and then go panhandle, do whatever they got to do in town and then come back and, you know, camp out for the night.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. I mean, hell, you know, St. Augustine is the oldest city in the country. There's so many fucking, you know, there's so much shit around, like, you know, around the coast there. Like it's fucking crazy. Savannah, we were there. It's, you know, it's on a river. There's a ton of homeless people and you see them the same thing. Like they'll go and they'll crash by the river. So they get that breeze coming through and, you know, and then they'll stash their stuff and they go into town and walk around and panhandle, do the thing and right back at night. So, you know, I'm sure that there's been a ton of like overdoses and just finding bodies, you know, just walking by the beach.
You ready?
Yeah, that's all.
Anything else?
Nah.
I didn't have any more questions neither.
Yeah. And we've kept him long enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said you gotta make it a short night, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, thanks a lot, Joe, for coming on and hanging out with us for a little while.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It was a lot of fun bullshitting with you.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. It was great.
It was we after you've done a few more and you get some more fuck Joes, we need to talk about it again.
Absolutely.
But we're gonna try to get some more investigations under ours so we can talk about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty fresh to this. We haven't been doing it as long.
And then when you get a set date for your podcast, just hit us up and come back on and we can do a promo, or if you want to send us a promo to run as an ad, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that, guys.
That's no problem.
And honestly, if you guys are ever down South Florida and you want to go investigate, I mean, we've got a lot of people who, you know, they'll call us, hey, we're going to be in town, you know, anywhere we should go check out, and we'll, you know, we'll take you guys to some weird, you know, little spots.
I'll be going to Orlando next year. How far away is that?
For me, about an hour and a half drive, not too far, but I do that on the weekends to go find some places.
Yeah, so. I'm sure my wife won't give a shit if I go investigate some places with some people at night.
There's actually some cool spots around Orlando.
Yeah.
A couple of trees, and there's actually this old swamp in between Orlando.
I'm gonna have to go to fucking Disney with you. It's gonna be the most expensive fucking vacation I've ever had.
I'll just go without you.
I know, but now I want to go.
Oh well. Yeah, that'd be cool to link up and do that.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Well, all right. Thanks, Joe, and have a great night.